Lyle Bean, mm-hmm. who used to live in Jewel Hollow.
Right.
Now, exactly where was your home?
About 6 miles from Luray, east.
All right, 6 miles east from Luray. Did mm-hmm. you say that it was near Shank Hollow?
Right.
Okay.
Right under
this? Yeah, well, that's what you call them, the old mill road. It used to be an old mill that sat down the bottom of our side of the creek. Old Shank Mill.
There was a mill there?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of a mill?
It was a grinding mill. It grind grain and stuff. My daddy was the last one run that.
Your daddy ran that mill?
John W. Bean, the last one run the mill. Old John P. Shank Mill.
Okay. Now, the mill ground cornmeal.
Cornmeal.
And flour. Wheat flour.
Right. Down by an old water wheel.
Did he pay, did people pay him to do it, or did he
take? They brought stuff there to have it ground.
Yeah. And did he charge them for it, or did he take a certain amount?
He charged them for the, whether he just took the grain flour and stuff for it, or whichever he done.
That was pretty
generous.
Maybe
he just traded, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Where did the people come from that brought their?
Most out of Holland, Morningstar, Shank Holland.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah.
What was your home like? How was it built?
Oh, it was about a 6-room house, 11 of us children.
11 children?
Yeah.
Ooh. I thought it was nice, Mike.
Oh, So, you had a 6-room house. Was it a log house?
No, it's a frame house.
Uh-huh, a frame house.
Frame house.
Was the furniture in that house, store furniture?
Old furniture.
Was it homemade?
My father made some of it, yes.
Oh, great. Do you have any of it left?
Oh, I have.
Oh.
You didn't get any of it.
Oh.
It's so funny. I don't want to take it.
You were one of the youngest sons then?
No.
The one that ended up.
How did your mother take care of all these?
My mother died when I was 3 years old.
Okay, then you're
I by the first wife.
Uh-huh. All right. So then your father remarried shortly after?
Yeah, he married a black bear. We just lived down there, right where Park Headquarters sat.
Oh,
right there.
Elsie Sauer's sister?
It was Monroe Sauer's daughter.
Monroe Sauer. Yeah.
He was one run the old tan yard.
Yeah. Elsie. Effie.
Effie, that's what Effie was my stepmother's. That was, she was her aunt.
Uh-huh, right. Well then, how did your stepmother take care of so many children?
She was a good stepmother, no question about that.
How about childhood illness?
Of course, those kids hope are along with them.
Yeah, sure. Did you have a special job you had to do, or?
No, when I got comments through my books and things, I had to take my father back and forth to work. Take care of the family, you know. As soon as I got up and went to driving the car.
Where did your father work?
He was a carpenter. He worked all over town up here.
I guess. Uh-huh. So then he did not.
He furnished the lumber for the house that Bobby lives in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he run a sawmill too.
Uh-huh. Well, then, in other words, your father didn't rely on just the farm for his living.
Very little farming they done up there. Wasn't too much farming to be done up there. Raised corn, little corn and potatoes, cabbage, stuff all like that. The garden.
Yeah. Do you know if your grandfather did outside work too?
I never did know my grandfather on my daddy's side.
Okay. All right. Do you know what your mother's maiden name was?
Birdie.
Birdie?
Fox.
Oh, Bertie Fox.
She's been there about 67 or 8 years.
Were there any childhood illnesses that you know of?
Any what?
Childhood illnesses?
No.
No.
I don't know that.
All right. Now, did your father have a cow?
Oh, yeah. A couple of cows. A
couple of cows.
There was in a couple of milk cows.
And horses?
I had an old mule.
Had an old mule.
Farm and garden, well.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Did you, how about, roughly, how many acres did you have?
Oh, I'd say around 10 or 12 acres out where we used to live, but he had a mountain place on up southernmost where Mac North Sayers used to live.
Uh-huh.
It's what's called the old Abe Spelter place up there. He owned that one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You mean about right, sort of near where Morningstar Dam
yeah,
is?
Yeah. Did you know where Ms. Maude Sayers lived?
Yes.
Well, it's right on that, straight up the hollow there from that.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Now, you didn't have any sheep?
No sheep.
What kind of orchards did you have?
We just had a few apple trees scattered around. No orchards at all. Just a few scattered apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
Which is mostly wild cherry and all around too, around through that.
Yeah, so I've heard there used to be a lot of wild
cherry and all the great big ones. There are these improved ones you get now.
Yeah. And they just grew wild.
Yeah.
Wonder why they're not there now.
Well, they all died out. Got some kind of blight and died.
Uh-huh.
Just like the chestnut.
Did you have many chestnuts around?
Well, plenty of chestnut trees around for you.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get back to the garden you had. You grew
cabbage, tomatoes, potatoes, sweet potatoes,
rhubarb,
onions, rhubarb,
asparagus,
mm-hmm. Turnips, radishes, lettuce, all mostly those things.
Sounds good. How did you keep them over the winter?
In the winter, the cabbage. I'll plow a furrow open and bury the cabbage, stick the cabbage head down the ground, bury it. Roots stick out. Turnips, you bury them in a hole, ground.
How did they keep them in the cellar. How did they keep?
Under the house.
How did they keep?
They kept fine.
Sure.
All year was all apple butter.
All right, we're going to get into the apple butter. We're going to get into the apple butter. All right, we might as well now. You had apples.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody
Those
around.
Those are Malum apples. Malum.
I have two on my property.
Have you? Well, you ain't got anything to find. Have any better apples than what a Malum is for apple butter.
You're right. So, did you have any close neighbors?
Close neighbors? Close neighbor lived right in about a quarter of a mile. Used to be a house right there where the old mill sat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would those neighbors all get together when it was apple butter boiling time?
Well, they most come out of Holler, Jill Holler, up there after downhill.
Mm-hmm.
See, my stepmother had a sister up in there.
Oh.
They'd go off and come down and up.
Oh, they all got together.
All got together, yeah.
Yeah.
Peeled apples and snips, you know.
Yeah. All right, when did you boil the apples?
Apple in the fall, yeah.
Morning, noon, or night?
Oh, it took all day.
Took all day?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any music while you were doing it?
Music? Well, not particularly.
No? Did anybody bring any moonshine?
No, didn't have no moonshine. We don't have butter, huh?
Do you any dancing?
Well, around different places we did, but we never did at home.
Not while those apple butter.
No, huh?
Did people bring food because of it took
all day? No, huh?
Well, what'd you eat?
Oh, we eat just vegetables and stuff like that.
No, but if nobody brought me food, and you were working all day.
We burnt our own food.
Ah, okay.
All
right. Somebody
had
terrible big
hurts,
yeah.
Well, somebody was stirring the kettle the other day.
He did it on food when I was
there. Sure.
They just come in to help and we
finished
food.
Okay. Now, if the paddle catches the side of the kettle, what happens?
Is that?
If the paddle touched the side of the kettle, what happened?
It all depends on who would help me stir. I knew you were going to get around to that.
That can happen, don't it? Somebody you like.
I've been to plenty of butter balling before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You carefully chose your partner.
Oh, yeah. I tried to bump it down.
After the apple butter was made, how was it stored?
It's stored in gallon jars.
Uh-huh.
Whatever clay jars, milk pots, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, have you any idea where you got those from?
I would imagine he got them at, maybe Mr. Judd's store, maybe, I don't know. Of course, different places, he got them in town, or...
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine some of them come from Mr. Lee Judd's store.
Yeah. Okay, then would you cover them with anything? Did you cover them the flies didn't get in?
Butter. Yeah, that sort of thin thing, it just cooled off, you know, and then they put it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you mentioned W. Lee Judd's store. Did you do your buying there?
I was one of the store, one that was called up there being the post office. The store used to be up there, too.
That's right.
And Merle's father had a store right there, too.
Yeah.
The old toll gate was there.
Yeah.
So you shop those places?
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you went to buy, did you pay cash?
Yeah. Raised eggs, sell sold hens, or anything like that.
Yeah. Did you raise pigs?
Pigs, yeah. Pigs, way more, we bought them and fattened them, you know.
Yeah, right.
We always didn't raise many.
Just enough for your family?
That's right.
So you didn't use those when you went to trade at the store?
No. No, we generally took care of all the meat.
Yeah. So you
kill 4 or 5 hogs in the fall.
Would you take eggs and chickens to the store?
Yeah.
And you'd get credit for that?
For buy stuff with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ralph, have you any idea what you used to have to buy? Because you raised almost everything.
We just had to buy flour and sugar and salt.
I
got pepper and all that kind of
stuff. Kerosene?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now you would go to either of these stores, and you would get credit at bean store.
You could either, sometimes they give you what they call a due bill. Yeah. You didn't spend it all in. You take that due bill back, and still be good.
Sure. Yeah. Did you ever catch rabbits and sell those? How much would you get?
25 and 30 cents a piece.
You live high on the hog, fella. Really? You'd get that much?
Yeah, 25 and 30 cents a piece, what you get for the hide.
Uh-huh. Oh, you didn't sell live rabbits?
Oh, no. Oh, you just took the insoles out of them and sold them just like they were. Selling Mr. Judd over. He'd give you 25 and 30 cents a piece for them.
Uh-huh. Great.
I've seen dozens of times he had hanging over him. So I don't know where he sold them to.
Yeah. Did you ever eat rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of squirrels.
Mm-hmm. And coon?
You used to catch a few skunks up on the hill.
Yeah. What'd you do with them?
Skin them, sell the hide.
You did? They didn't smell?
Yeah, they smell.
How about huckleberries? Did you ever pick huckleberries?
No, I never did pick no huckleberries. I was always pretty good to pick huckleberries.
Why?
I tell you, wasn't many up in that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
very few huckleberries I ever seen up there.
Did you ever see anybody deliberately starting a fire so they would have huckleberries?
No.
You didn't?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, now how about the school? What school did you go
to? I went to Shank School.
You went to Shank School?
I went to Shank School.
That was a one-room school?
That was a one-room school, and I've seen as many as 60 children in that one time. One teacher.
Ooh, ooh.
That's when Aunt Maud's children was coming to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had three, I believe, come to school when I was back.
And you had 60 children. There were 60 children.
60 children in school. I've seen that many in there.
What time of the year did it start?
It started, I guess around just around 9 months.
It was a 9 month.
Yes, sir.
How far up did it go?
What, seventh grade? Through the seventh.
Then did you go down to Luray?
Then you have to go to Luray for a minute, but I never did go.
Why?
I had to help my daddy.
I see.
Take care of the rest of them.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, what did you learn when you were in school?
Well, I just learned all I could, and that's about all I could tell you.
Reading, writing.
Writing, arithmetic.
History.
Spelling, history, geography.
That was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have the same teacher all the time?
No. We had a different teacher about every year.
You did? We even
had teachers way down Eastern Shore, Northampton, all down in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then would the teachers stay in a family?
They'd stay away mostly Mr. Charlie Judge. Right just next to Mr. Lee Judge's store.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes they'd stay there Mr. Lee Judge, too.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we never have it. Hardly ever have teachers staying 2 years.
Didn't you say you used to go up and start the farm?
Oh, yeah. I used to start the farm every morning for our teachers.
You did?
Yeah. Wait the snow up to the waist. Never got too bad when you go to school then.
No. How about shoes? Had old
homemade shoes.
Did you wear them all year round?
Oh, yeah. Get blistered back here on the hill.
You didn't?
Old Mr. Merle Fox's grandfather, great-grandfather, reckon, used to make shoes. We get some of them down there. Then they went to get and sell them over Mr. Lee Judge's store, and that's where we got our shoes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Had overalls. Just more overalls then.
Sure.
Like what they call these blue denim, just like the Bluebell makes up here, but they call them gold overalls.
Yeah. Did you wear shoes all year round?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, sometimes when I was real young, I'd go barefoot. Yeah. Yeah, I'm most afraid of snakes.
There were a lot of snakes.
Yeah,
right?
One bit me one time.
What did you do?
I got sick, I didn't make it all the way home. Mrs. Maud, Sarah, your husband, I got over far as his mailbox. As far as I could make it, I was up in the other place. And I still got the scar right there.
What was it, a copperhead? Yeah. So what did he do?
He called the doctor. He came up there and split it open. He put it down the bucket and put it in my hand down in the pull off.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me home. Somebody brought me home on a horse.
Yeah. What doctor?
Doctor Lauren Hammer.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Hammer.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have no car yet either.
No. He had to come by horseback. Did you ever hear the of the making a snakeweed poultice to put on if you've got a bite?
No.
Uh-huh. If you've got a cold, what did your stepmother do?
Well, the most say was shoot up those castor oil in, do you? The grease.
Did you ever hear about turpentine?
Turpentine, lard.
Yeah. Did she ever make sassafras tea?
Oh, yeah. I mean, drink that, too.
Peppermint tea?
No, I don't drink one peppermint.
Uh-huh.
I drank plenty of sassafras.
Yeah. Did she know of any herbs to use for medicinal purposes?
No.
Okay. Now, you used to plow your garden.
Right.
And you used a mule.
Right.
How big was that garden?
Oh, quarter an acre, I reckon. Somewhere maybe a little bigger than that, maybe. Half acre, somewhere.
Oh, boy. And you had two cows, so you had a lot of butter.
Oh, yeah.
You'd sell that, too, I suppose, if you had extra.
Well, we used mostly butter, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell too much that stuff.
Did you have a spring?
Oh yeah, nice spring.
And you kept your milk and butter yeah. and things
spring
there?
Box, right.
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 That was nice, wasn't it?
Good.
Great.
Water from the spring runs straight on through the milk box.
Mm. Pure water?
Pure water.
Great. Now, you were saying earlier that sometimes some people would come and play some music.
Well, we didn't have too much music. We had a little big trolling, and then finally we got a radio.
Yeah,
right.
Well, now we used to go up in the jewel hall here. I mean, they wouldn't come home and play. We used to go up in the jewel hall here, there, play in different places.
Okay.
They always had dances and things up there. Uh-huh. Well, Mr. John and Sarah and them play.
They play fiddle?
Fiddle, banjo, guitar.
Did you ever see any homemade banjos?
No, I can't say I've ever seen any homemade ones.
Okay. So, how would you know they were going to have a dance?
Oh, they spread it around.
There's
quite a few people. There's a lot of people there, though. You know, it had to be around 60 children in that school.
That's true.
Up Main Highway, even. A lot of houses.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They used to be joined down to Shank Hollow, Thornton's Gap up there.
Yeah.
Come from way up there.
To the dance in Jewel Hall?
Yeah, down and then there. Come up from more way where the morning started. Come over to school. And then dances too.
Mm-hmm. They were Virginia reels that you did, or square dances?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Square dances.
Who was the caller? Do you remember?
Lord knows, so many of them. I just forgot.
There were a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back to shoes for 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever have any metal, sort of like a little horseshoe on the heel?
Yeah, heel plate, they call it.
Yeah.
Looks like a horseshoe. Yeah.
Who made those?
Well, mostly them were stores.
Did you have a blacksmith anywhere around?
Blacksmith? The only one I knew of was way over here in Shank Hall, Mr. Barnes Shank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the closest blacksmith place I knew of around the world.
But did most of the children wear those on their
shoes? Well, no, not all of them, huh? Just some of them get on them real heavy shoes that have them on there.
Yeah.
They're wearing their heels out.
Sure. And didn't it help you grip as you were walking?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do a lot of walking?
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, I know you walked up to the dances.
Yeah.
How far away was the school?
School wasn't more about, it wasn't quite a half mile from home.
So you didn't walk much
to
school?
No.
So where did you do your walking? To visit people?
Yeah.
Was there a lot of visiting?
Oh, yeah, they used to come around up there.
Would they just do it of an evening or on a weekend?
Well, both there were night or so. There'd be somebody around.
Sounds nice.
It is really nice. They visit a lot of those
days. Yeah. Were the families mostly relatives?
Yeah.
They were. Did you ever see any children that, because of too close inbreeding, were a little bit wrong?
I like Ernest was. I don't, they were kin, wasn't they?
Yeah, first cousin.
All the Jason and all, you know. First cousins, and they had a son that was the first.
Yeah. There were a few, but after all, we have in every society.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. But, have you any idea, Mr. B, where your family came from?
Sure, I think originally come from Germany.
Do you know about when?
No, I don't.
How many generations would you say have been here?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't remember no more about my grandmother.
But they came from Germany.
That's what they always said to me. Came from Germany.
Yeah. Are you any kin to the Beans of Bean Chapel? Your son Bobby said there were three different Bean people.
I'm kin to Bean in a different way too.
But you're...
Well, it ain't been a different Bean. I mean, there wasn't too many of us kin. The rest of them are different Beans.
Yeah. That's what he said, and I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
How about church? Where did you go to church?
Morningstar.
You went to Morningstar.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like the way they're changing it?
I haven't been up there lately.
That was a fairly good-sized walk.
Yeah. That was about three and a half miles over there.
Sure. Would you go every Sunday?
Well, when once in a while I miss Sunday.
Now, how did a fella court a girl? How did a fella court a girl?
I don't know, he just scored is all I can do.
You walked all that distance to see her, didn't you?
Yeah.
Where did she live?
She lives over close to North Star Church.
Oh, you did?
Not me.
Oh.
Someone else.
Where did you live?
I lived in Rocky Branch.
You lived in Rocky Branch. That's
a good. Well, I went with one over where I live, right next to where Aunt Maud Barrett lives now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right there where the Rattlesburg School's at.
Uh-huh.
I went with her about 2 or 3 years.
No, well, I better not ask what happened.
Well.
You met Mrs. Beam and that was that, right?
That's right.
But when you went courting, were you chaperoned? Like if you stopped in to see her, did her mother and father stay with you, or?
Oh, no, not all the time.
They trusted you.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
There's
a lot of difference in what it is now.
Yeah, right. Did you ever do any things like sleigh rides?
Oh, yeah, we had a little skateboard at all. We didn't have no sleigh, but we made our own sleds.
Yeah.
And what I call a skateboard.
Yeah.
Tell them where you used to stuff like that.
Well, you know where the top of the hill is from Mr. Charlie Judd is? Down to where bottom of that hill, back this way towards the old mill. We used to get from the top of the hill and come all the way down there to the creek. The schoolhouse used to sit right there at the bottom of the hill. Where he turns up in Jewel House.
Yeah.
Right where the schoolhouse is.
And that was a long.
The old foundation is still there.
Here. Come on, he told me different times about to play riding down that long hill.
And then you walk back up?
Walk back up. Ride down, walk back. I've seen snow up over top of those fence rails up there, too. I didn't play right over top of them.
Wow. Did you have any toys when you were a little boy?
The only toys we had bought them wasn't made.
You'd make what?
Well, make a little slide and stuff like that.
You didn't little play
wang,
marbles?
Little old wang, have a few marbles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Play a little ball.
Yeah. Did the girls have dolls?
I didn't see many of them.
How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, we just had something to eat and had an orange or something. We always hang a stocking up, you know, and get some candy and nuts, oranges, stuff like that. And that's about what we got.
Did you ever shoot off firecrackers?
Oh, yeah. But that wasn't, didn't shoot off any firecrackers until it got bigger.
How big is bigger?
Oh, I was around 16 or 18 years old, then they didn't shoot before I got it.
Oh, you weren't allowed to when you were...
Oh, not when it's small, huh?
What did they have in there?
I don't know what they had them in then. I imagine they did, though.
They did. Yeah.
Maybe your parents just put them
in. I was always afraid of
them. You weren't? Did you have dogs?
Yeah, well, yeah, we mostly have dogs.
Did the dogs keep the rabbits out of the garden?
Oh, yeah.
They're handy to have.
Well, I imagine rabbits should be there once in a while. But
did you ever see any deer?
I hardly seen a deer when we lived up in there.
But you did see one?
No bears.
No. But you did occasionally see a deer?
Once in a while, not too often. Not like it in his mouth.
Oh, no. How about hunting? Did you go hunting?
Well, I've been to went hunt, rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting sometimes.
Yeah. You'd use a gun?
Shotgun.
Mm-hmm. How could you afford the bullets for it?
Well, it didn't cost too much then.
Okay. Now, this is not a very happy subject, but if somebody died, how was the funeral handled? Did they do any embalming?
I really don't know when to start embalming.
Well, you had a half-brother killed, didn't you? Your little half-brother got killed on the bicycle, didn't he?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that funeral?
Well, I don't remember whether they embalmed him or not.
Did they keep him at home?
I think they did, yeah.
Okay. Then they didn't embalm him?
No, I don't believe they did.
No.
I don't think they did.
Did they make the caskets or buy them?
They bought them.
They bought them. Did they buy a monument or did they use rocks?
I think he got tombstone.
He did. Did you have a family burial plot?
Well, he's buried at Morningstar.
Uh-huh.
And my father, he's buried at the same chapel.
Yeah.
My mother's buried up in Beam Hall.
Scattered around.
Yeah, they sure did. Did you have any spelling bees?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We spell different schools.
Were they fun?
Huh?
Were they fun?
Yes, they're good.
Uh-huh.
Had some good spellers back in the day.
Yeah. You say around at different schools. How would you get to the school?
Oh, I'd walk.
There you go, walking again.
You walk. You didn't have much riding around now.
Uh-huh. You never thought of getting a horse and riding him?
No. I didn't ride too much.
Yeah.
Most of mine were walking.
Yeah.
So I got my car.
Yeah. Great. Hey, did you ever make sorghum?
Sorghum? I haven't been making none, but I've seen it made. We don't even grow no cane to make sorghum, molasses out of it.
Yeah. Could you tell me, I know your stepmother made lye soap.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how she made that?
Well, she takes so much old grease and stuff, so many cans of Babbitt lye.
Babbitt lye?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I think she mostly used old strong lard, what was left over, to make the soap out of. Old skins and all that kind of stuff.
And let it sit for a while?
For sure. She can tell you that.
All right, how do you do it?
That's the way they used to do it, take old skins off of the meat and strong lard and, like you said, the lye, and boil it so long. And then pour it on the pans and let it set before it hardens.
It was good soap, wasn't it?
Yeah, good soap.
Did you ever use that for poison ivy?
No, I didn't. But while it did, I expect it to be all right.
And it worked.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tell you that old homemade soap will do it now.
We're soft.
You can't beat it.
You really can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad we're not making it now. How about laundry day? Was that a hard day for your stepmother?
was it, 10, 11 children, you know about what it was.
Mm.
Of course, the girls got up a little bit, so they helped her right
yeah.
much, too.
Do you boil the clothes?
You put them in the kettle.
I don't know what you all do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We've washed them through two waters, put them in the kettle and boiled them, took them out and rinsed them out of the where we boiled them, and then rinsed them through two more waters. By hand, too.
Yes, by hand.
I don't know what you all do, but I imagine that's the same.
That sounds like you used to do it, though.
And if we wanted to bleach them, we'd go out to the peach tree and get peach leaves off of the peach tree and put them in a bag and drop them down in the kettle before we were boiling the white clothes, and that was nice.
Peach leaves.
More than one time we have did that.
What do you usually get the starch out of?
We always use flour for that.
Hmm?
We use this flour.
Yeah. I've kind of got out and made the starch.
That's all I can remember. More than one time, we went to the peach tree to get some peach leaves and put them in a bag and pull them down in the kettle with the clothes and boil them with some white clothes and make them white.
That is a fascinating thing to know, isn't it?
It really was.
Yeah. The original cloth.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We see this lots and lots of times at home.
Mrs. Bean, you said you weren't going to say a word. Now, come on, you're going to tell us. I'll bet your mother knew a lot of medicine, didn't she?
No, I don't think she did. Really not my mother didn't.
Stepmother, your grandmother did.
Oh, my grandmother used the same remedy, something like you kind of cold. She believed in this temporary oil and kerosene and lard and turpentine and all that, and put it on a cloth, you know, and put it on there.
Any onion poultices?
Mustard plaster.
Mustard plaster.
Scotch. You take us your wild cherry bark and make cook that off, you know, and make good talk.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's mostly good for cough, sir.
Yeah. Bet you enjoyed the time to take castor oil, didn't you? Did you get it regularly?
Well, you got it when you think you need it.
It was once hours to say she
and
got
that
it.
Worm,
she gave it.
What was that worm stuff you used to call it? You used to give us that too.
Vermifuge?
Yeah.
They gave you vermifuge?
Yeah, worm stuff. Well, worms, yeah.
What would they do? Boil that and make some of the.
I don't know how to fix it, but go on and tell you one thing, the better don't.
Would you take a spoonful of it? Well,
about a tablespoonful or more of
it. Was it thick or thin?
Well, it's kind of a thick one, or a half off.
Wonder how many. Yeah.
And rough.
I don't remember this.
I don't know, they used to give to us kids, I know that.
Yeah, vermifuge was good to get rid of worms. Right.
I don't think they ever use it anymore. I don't care to tell of it.
No? Aside from going to dances, what would you do for fun?
Oh, a bunch of us get together and talk. Talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, they're at the store, didn't
they? Yeah, sat around the store and talk. Tell jokes.
Did you ever play practical jokes? Practical jokes?
Oh, different ones.
Can you remember any of them?
Oh, this is mostly dirty jokes I haven't heard.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
There's such played on people to me.
Huh?
A joke that you played on somebody.
Oh, no, I don't even play it on joke.
No? Uh-huh. How about ghost stories? Anybody tell me ghost stories? Can you remember one?
He can. The man, his neighbors up there used to gather. They'd all get together at night and say they'd sit and tell these ghost stories. Sometimes if he was at the other's house, he'd be afraid to go home.
Can you remember any of them?
I can't remember any of them.
Oh,
I used to sit and tell him every night. He told me that.
And you can't remember one?
I know, I used to go up there at Mr. Raymond Bradley's right across from there where the old mill sat. I used to have a teacher. She'd come down every evening to get me to go first day while Mr. and Mrs. Bradley come down. Say they went down with horse and boot, he'd be late to get back. Well, I went and stayed with her time. Way after 10 or 11 o'clock when we got back at night, she'd come with me down towards the creek, see that I didn't fall in the creek. So she seen me cross the bridge, then I was scared to death to go from there home.
Because of all the ghost stories.
Yeah.
Did you ever walk over, like, into Nicholson Hollow or Corbin?
Oh, no. I walked up on Skyland up Murray's Rock.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ever go when I around the old rag or old Nicholson Hollow over there. I never did go where.
Yeah. Murray's Rock was still a good hike for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Would you?
Up to Pinnacle. Used to walk up Pinnacle. Chestnuts up there. Oh, it used to be funny, Chestnuts.
Did you ever join the CCC?
No, ma'am. My father worked for CCC, but I never did work for CCC.
How did you feel when you knew the park was coming in?
I just felt nothing to do about it, but just let her come on in.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first CC boys come up the mountain.
You did?
First load up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was the water boy when they were building the Lee Highway up the mountain.
Oh, you were?
Was it dirt roads?
Yeah, right. What does a water boy do?
Carry water.
And that's all?
That's all.
From the springs?
From the springs, different springs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of men, too, that's out there and taking sledgehammer and napping them rocks down underneath there.
Sure.
Had a bunch of colored fellows.
How old were you?
How old was I? Let's see. I wasn't too old. 12, 13, somewhere around that.
Oh. How much did you get?
Well, I'm getting about 50 cents a day.
That was good money, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That was very good money.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10 hours.
Yeah. 10 hours.
Well, I made a million trip up and down them mountain hills and hunting down at them springs after water. Hot, you know.
Felt so like throwing it over yourself rather than carrying it to the mountain. Oh, God.
I carry a different cup, one for the white and one for the colored.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Of course. Hey, speaking of that, did you ever hear that the colored people were not allowed to come into the mountains? If they came in, they were hurried away?
No, I don't believe it's not up in there, huh? No. No, it wasn't like that up in there.
Did you see many tourists after the road got through, after the Lee Highway got through?
Got what?
Did you see many tourists, lots of cars?
Well, not for a few years after that, anyway.
What kind of a lock did you have on your door?
Just a regular old door lock. Key lock.
You did have a key. So there was stealing. What would people steal?
Well, steal meat house or anything else. Well, no, we never did have none stolen for them. I heard different ones say they had stuff missing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever raise any beef?
Beef? No, we never did butcher my lab beef, no.
Did you ever eat beef?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where would you buy it? W. Lee Judd?
No, generally got that new way. When we went to the ham, it's been a long time before we got any beef there. We had to go to town.
That was a long trip to go to town.
6 miles.
Sure. Horse and wagon?
The wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Old mule up the wagon and take off town.
But you didn't go often, did you?
We'd go about every Saturday.
You did?
About every Saturday, my father would go to town.
Why? Because it was the thing to do?
Well, he just went out there. Uh-huh. Or he'd go to a sale or something. In his public sale, boy, he'd be right there.
Could you give me an idea of a typical breakfast that you would have?
What we most have?
Grill day. Hot dogs, tall hot bread. I don't know what you call it. A big cake. You don't have
hoe
cake. Hoe cake, if that's what you call it.
Sure. What would you put on top of it?
Oh, I'm going to have butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. Apple butter.
Mm-hmm. You
got cheese. Cottage cheese, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a meat, that was a...
Apple butter and cream, that's mostly what I like.
Uh-huh.
And a little cream about that thick, you know, I'm in pot.
You're making me hungry. Yeah. I'll come and have breakfast any time.
He doesn't have breakfast like that now.
We had plenty to eat.
Yeah.
Then I was still hungry.
No. The meals were good. That's your right. Clothes, did your stepmother make any clothes?
Oh, yeah.
She had a sewing machine. You buy the material at Lee Judd's?
Yeah, and they're in town together.
Uh-huh, all right. Hey, can you think of anything I haven't asked you?
Hmm. I believe you about covered it all.
How could I have? How old were you when the park came in?
Well, let's see, how long has the park been here now?
34.
34. Well, I'll be 71 to 12 below.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me that you're all moving from this town. About 2 or 3 years after we were married, you know. No, you're still living there, no doubt.
I was still living home with that marriage.
It wasn't long after we married that they moved from there.
They lived there a couple years after.
So I imagine it's been about 40 years since the park got back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was it hard to adjust to moving out of the mountains?
No, I don't find it difficult moving out, but I didn't get up to the age in where I've done been around all smart.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the people that have moved out of the mountains have had a better chance to get ahead?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He drove 9 to 10 miles every day after we were married to go back and pick his father up and bring him down. They worked together. And he worked, and then he go back that 9 or 10 miles, take him home that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he got 20 miles
later, taking getting the basement.
Yeah.
So
then
you're down. Yeah. So you've been a carpenter all your life?
I was a carpenter, yeah. Well, yeah. Not all the time. I guess part of that.
Yeah. But this thing, if you've been up there in the mountains, David wouldn't have had the education he has had. Bobby wouldn't have had the education he's had.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you any other children?
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Bobby's the only one.
Well,
he's enough, man.
What?
I said he's enough,
man. Well, he plays bass viol.
Fine, anyway.
Well, I sure do thank you, but what I am going to do is leave this on in case you think it's important. I guess I'll get this all out of the way so that we can have a little...
I don't know, maybe you will help
me. Oh, it's been a tremendous help. You know that about the...
I told you it was an old tan yard there where that part is for it,
yes, in fact, Effie Sowers.
Yeah,
I interviewed her on that. Yeah.
Well, her mother and my stepmother were sisters.
Yeah. I think she is one of the sweetest people. Gosh. We are lucky to have somebody as nice as that as a neighbor. Oh. Now, I just have two more things I want to do. First of all, I want to explain to you about this agreement. I asked the park to make up an agreement for me to protect the people that I interview. Not having read the Hollow, folks, you don't know what I'm driving at. But this couple interviewed two people. And they made that the entire story of everyone in the park. And they picked the two worst. I've interviewed those people myself. And what is said in Hollow, folks, is true. But it's not true of everybody that was there. So, what I wanted to do, that's been done decently. You don't know how I thank you, are you? So what I wanted to do was to protect the people that I interviewed, because these tapes will be up at park headquarters. Now, nobody unauthorized is supposed to go to these tapes. For instance, you can go and hear them. David can go and hear them. Bobby can go and hear them. But I did not want anyone using any of the information without your consent. So even, well, like several people have asked that I write a book on this. I don't know whether I ever will or not. But if I did, I would write to you and say, would it be all right if I say that you said so-and-so, and give you the exact thing that I'm saying. This is to make sure that anybody does that. And so, if it gravel with you, I would like you to sign this agreement just to protect you. You're the only one who didn't. Merle Fox. I laugh. I said, you're just like your father.
Well, I think he'd be the first one to that would have signed it.
No! I howled. I said, well, okay, if you want to be just like your father, stubborn. But read the agreement first, and then if all right, sign there.
No, I heard you did.
And then I'm going to take your picture. And I'm not a photographer. Yeah.
Right,
you sure did.
I think
you want to put
your
money book. Well, I know that there's a need for it, a tremendous need. Thing is, am I qualified to do it? Do I know enough about writing? And I want to make sure that if it's written, written very, very well. The story is far too important as far as I'm concerned to fool around with it. And I'm taking a course. I'm taking a correspondence course in writing. John Waver had almost died when I told him I was taking one in writing. He said, for heaven's sake, what have you been doing all these years? But I said, well, if I want to do this right, I want to do it right. So if I feel that I'm really learning how to do it, I'll go ahead.
You
did. I'll just get you. Don't worry. Why wouldn't I want your picture? I'd like to. Wait a minute, now I'm going to try and take.
Well, I aim to tell you right what I knew.
And let it.
Take.
Yeah. I say I'm no photographer, Bill. Don't get angry if it's terrible.
David, he's
a doctor,
boy.
He sure is. Boy.
Oh, David. Boy, I just can't make myself believe you finished school. I just hate to see him go away to college. I think that's what's wrong.
Anyway, it's very, very good that the young people do. They've got, he's better equipped than